join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. I believe the world was shocked when they read the first global headline that I'm going to give you today. Do you know we are the Bride of Christ, and we will refer to it in just a moment. Also, U.S. loses AAA credit rating. I never thought that that would ever happen to the United States. How do you feel about all this?
Rexella, it's all prophesied in God's holy word. In Revelation chapter 18, they're weeping and wailing because of the loss of everything they've had. And verse 17 says, for in 1 hour, all her riches has come to naught. And verse 19 says, in 1 hour is she made desolate. That is America and the Western world. And that will lead to the numerical system to microchip human beings and do away with cash and all the things we've used for so long to start figuring out who people are, where they're going, keeping track of every move they make through that numerical system that is put into the hand and on the forehead where it can't be seen, but it's implanted. And the Bilderbergs say we're going to do it to all the world. And of course, that's Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 to 18. And you know, in this program, I'm going to do something unusual today. I'm going to show you Christians who are lackadaisical, who are Laodicean, you don't want Jesus to come, you're probably going to be begging Jesus on your knees to return, because every warning today does not come from a doomsday preacher, Dr. Jack Van Impe. Every warning comes from the secular world of devastating things to happen soon. So listen to the warnings of the secular world, because if they happen, you'll be looking for his return. It's better than what could happen.
Oh, you know, Jack, I've talked to people, and I'm kind of surprised sometimes, friends. When I talk about the coming of the Lord, they almost, withdraw as if they're frightened or afraid. What's your reaction when we talk about the coming of the Lord? It should be one of anticipation. When the Lord comes back, he's going to put everything right. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that can, right, Jack?
Oh, right, honey.
Only one that
can. Oh, and you've got something wonderful
yes,
there.
Yes, I do. And it's a statement that Jack gave to me, and it really blessed my heart for all of us to ponder. And I think it's very, very good. The true heartbeat of every member of the body of Christ, his bride, is a longing to be with the one she loves. Now, you know, when a bride goes down the aisle, she wants to be with her husband, with the one that she loves the rest of her life. And I'm surprised, you know, we are the bride of Christ. Why are so many afraid to be with the one they love, Jack?
Because they're not in tune with God. They're backsliders. They're Laodiceans, lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, Revelation 13, 15. And what is so bad about the return of Christ when Revelation 22, 4 says, they shall see his face? Oh, I can hardly wait. Rexella, we're going to be raptured, Revelation 4, 1, and immediately after we are investigated for work, 2 Corinthians 5, 10, the wedding takes place in Revelation 19, verse 7. Let us rejoice and be glad and give honor unto Christ, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride hath made herself ready. And then they return to earth for the honeymoon in Revelation verse 11 of chapter 19, as he returns with the armies of heaven, millions of them in verse 14, as he sets up his kingdom and declares himself the King of the kings and Lord of the lords in verse 16 of that 19th chapter. But Rexella, what's wrong with you Christians? First of all, the second coming of Christ is a comforting hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Secondly, it's a blessed or happy hope. Titus 2:13. And then it's a purifying hope. And that's what has many of you bothered. You're going to give account for the way you're living. 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, now are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he, Jesus, shall appear, we shall be like him as he is. And every man that has this hope in his return purifies himself, cleanses himself, even as he is pure. You are not living life. You don't want him to come. Now, here's the good news. Terrible times are ahead. But do you know God has always delivered his people out of trouble? Oh, I love this, Rick Solly. In Noah's day, in Genesis 7:7, when the flood was about to fall, he said to Noah and his family, come in to the ark. In Lot's day in chapter 19, as Sodom and Gomorrah was to be judged, God said in chapter 19, verse 22, to his family, come out! And in our day, he's going to say, come up, hither, Revelation 4:1. Boy, I love that. Jesus said, when I'm about to return, he said in Matthew 24, verse 37, as the days of Noah were, so shall it be when I'm coming back. And how was it? The whole world was filled with violence, terrorism, rioting. Genesis 6:11. I'm glad Jesus taught something different. And I love not John 3:16 alone, but 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive ye the love of God, because Christ laid down his life for us. Get it? And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Not gun them down, do everything we can, and even lay down, die to save them.
Oh, yes,
that's Jack. Christianity.
Yes, it is. The Lord taught us that very, very clearly. And let's go to another country where we are seeing something very, very frightening. Russian military. Can you imagine how they're building up their defense force? And of course, China's building up her missiles. And Russia's building up her missiles. Everyone's quite nervous about it. Jack, Russia and China are really buddies there, aren't they?
Oh, Rexella, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, we have Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, cities in Russia. And they're going to lead the war of the latter years and the latter days, verses 8 and 16. And China joins with them, Revelation 16, 12, and chapter 9, verses 14 to 18, for the bloodiest war in history. And thank God, we who are really born again won't be here for that war, because it occurs during the 7-year period of tribulation. And we are evacuated first. And that's why Jesus said in Luke 21:36, watch you therefore and pray always that you would be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth. And in Revelation 3:10, God says, I will keep you from, not through, from the hour of temptation and testing which shall come upon the whole world. Amen. We're going to be evacuated.
I'm going to go on with certainly another reason why we should say, come quickly, Lord Jesus, our Savior. U.S. prepares for germ attack. And North Korea could make 12,000 tons of chemical weapons.
Biological warfare.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now, you know, friends, we do have a great dilemma. There have been 25 different diseases that have emerged in the last 25 years. I couldn't believe that when you told me.
Did Jesus predict these things? Yes. He said there shall be pestilences, Matthew 24, verse 7, and Luke 21, verse 11. And there are the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and the fourth one is a sickly-looking horse in Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. And it says his name is called Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over a fourth part of men to kill with sword, hunger, death, and the beasts of the earth, the beasts of the field. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here. Now, if to this point you're not alarmed, what you're about to hear will make you say after you hear it, and we quote the verses, oh, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Yes, well, we've been talking about diseases. So many things happening that are brand new out there. Could there be a new global conflict? The next war, if you will, of tomorrow. Take a look, please, at this first global headline. Cyber war is confronting a new kind of global conflict. And cyber war has begun. It's begun already. Again, the new cyber arms race. The next time we want to go to war, maybe we won't even need to bomb a country. We could just, you know, turn off its power. My.
Push the mouse.
And again, U.S. cyber war defenses very thin, Pentagon warns. And again, from the BBC News, U.S. Pentagon to treat cyber attacks as acts of war. Nuclear weapons threat not decreasing, study says. Friends, my question, could we have a cyber attack that would turn off all the power of the United States all the way across from coast to coast? Would it be as bad as a nuclear attack, Jack?
Rexella, the nuclear scientists say it would be far worse than a nuclear war because it would blot out all electric and all the things that are controlled by electric. It would be devastating. Isaiah said, I looked and behold, I saw darkness and trouble. How right. But the scientists and astronomers and NASA also tell us we're going to have solar storms. They're saying it, I'm not. And that could blacken the entire nation. But again, we have the electromagnetic pulse. If a nation explodes an atomic bomb 300 miles above America at Washington, D.C. or Fargo, North Dakota, it too, as it comes down and mixes the radiation with the magnetic fields, would black out everything. Three ways for complete darkness. Now, do you understand why some of you lukewarm Christians will be begging Jesus to come soon, saying, oh Lord, come quickly, Revelation 22:20.
I have a question for you. Are you afraid? We've been giving you so many things today. Are you afraid? You don't need to be. If you have the Lord in your life, He'll be your Savior. He'll wipe away anything there that you don't want there. He'll be your Savior. Open your heart to Him, will you? Jack, the invitation, please.
Oh, precious Jesus. Savior of the world. Jesus, I thank you for the cross. Oh, how you suffered, bled, and died for me so I can get rid of all my sin. Jesus, I trust in your shed blood for my salvation and ask you today to come in my heart and save me. In your holy name I pray it. Amen.
Amen. And there is my address. Write to me. I'll send you this little booklet. If you've prayed the prayer, First Steps in a New Direction, the Lord will walk with you. Take away your fear. Let me just say, friends, I asked a question a moment ago. Are you afraid? The best antidote for fear is faith. Yes, faith in our wonderful Lord Jesus. Look forward to being in your home again next week. Until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we, so very, very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.